Well, today we're joined by Alex Swinnerton, and we knew this chat would have one day, Swins, where you walk across the stage and a new chapter begins of your life as you graduate from IUP after an unbelievable four-year career for you. What's been floating around your mind the last couple of weeks, kind of just reflecting and looking back at your time, with the Crimson Hawks?
It's different, right? Like, now I'm graduated and kind of feels a little weird that I don't have school to do anymore. But looking back on all the memories I made, all the friends that I was able to get by being in Pennsylvania, and along with the golf with our coach and everything like that, we were spoiled for 4 years straight. We played great golf courses that I would have never been able to be on if it wasn't for our coach. So just the memories and stuff, I'll look back and always be happy.
That's interesting to me right there, where you went to the times with the guys and team and your coach and stuff rather than your success. I lost count of how many times you won. I think it was four, maybe three or four. Obviously, great, but that stands out to me that you pointed to other things rather than your success.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing that makes it so hard to leave there is that I had so much fun and other than golf at that place. It almost felt like a second home. Honestly, I can't thank our coach enough. He really just took us in and had us. I mean, I told him this. He acted like my second dad for 4 years straight. So a guy moving away from home about 30-some hours, that helps out a lot. And then also being able to do everything that we did, not even including the success we had as a team, it's pretty cool.
For sure. And you obviously got to share with G, right? I just got off the phone with him, and he obviously brought your name up a lot. You guys met at Waskasoo, and, we've adopted him as a Saskatchewanian and whatnot. And, his future, he's going to go down to Austin, Texas, and get into accounting and play a little golf. What did it mean to, do all that with him?
It was unbelievable. It was, honestly, time of my life. I felt like I'd known Guillermo before this. Like, I knew him inside and out, but now I feel like we're like brothers now, right? We've roomed together for the last 4 years. Being able to do the whole 4 years with him, something really special. Something special and something that we'll never forget either.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to focus on your success, as mentioned. You won a lot of events. You guys had great teams, especially early in your career. When G won, you were third. Like, what a memory for you guys in 2022 there. But when you look back, did your success, I know you're a great player, one of the best ones in our province, did your success surprise you at all, or is that what you just expected going down there?
I expected to play, obviously, the best I could. Going down there freshman year, I didn't know entirely what to expect. But I feel like I went in there, played my game, and was able to win a few events early, which made me be able to settle in almost. I feel like I had a pretty good career. I would have liked to do a little bit more towards the end. But at the end of the day, that is golf, and that's how the sport goes. So.
For sure. And one other thing I also mentioned to G, too, I knew when I was following and I was looking through the schedules and lining it up for when everyone's playing this week. One thing about you guys, I always knew you'd be in the field. You got to play a ton of events, like 13 every year. Was that important to you?
Yeah, for sure. And for myself, who I plan to go professional, I wanted to go to a spot where I was able to play, just be able to get that experience and that competition as well. It obviously meant a lot. And it also meant a lot to G and I to kind of lead the team and get us to a spot where we all wanted to be, right? So it was good.
For sure. Well, that leads me to the next question. What's next for golf? And, obviously you're chasing pro, and I'm not surprised by that answer. So what's the process? Are we not going to see a Kenosi then?
Yeah, I plan to turn pro here in the next little bit. I don't know exactly when I will turn professional. It's one of those things where you don't want to just turn pro. But it also, for what I want to do, you have to do it at some point. So I'm looking to turn pro and play as high ranks I can. I don't know about the amateur yet. I would like to play in it, but if something else comes up, then I'm going to have to take that. So
For sure. And there's kind of two parts to pro, right? One is to go play and try and make some money in a career, and the other one is to give back to the game a little bit and be a coach. Is that something you've ever thought of?
Yeah, I mean, I love helping people out with their swings, especially the juniors. I've had a few of my friends' buddies come up to me and kind of ask for some swing tips, and I've always liked giving out my pointers on what I know. And yeah, I mean, it would be something that I'd look at for sure to give back to the game. That's something I've always wanted to do.
Perfect. Lastly, here, Alex, you know, there's the age group for boys competitions. The numbers are flourishing. Amateurs are very popular. A lot of kids coming up here through the NGT and our juniors that have looked up to you. The Harrison Franklins, the Ryan Moshers. I mean, obviously Aaron's going to play Division I golf. Ryan's going there. Ethan Hunter might get there, but another great player. But all these kids coming up, what's the message you have for them? Because I'm assuming they're going to head down there eventually too.
Right. Honestly, I would tell them just to enjoy themselves, be focused, and push yourself to the max. Be able to give yourself as much leverage, I want to say, just to focus on their game, get better each and every day, and while you're doing it, have fun, have a blast. It's one of the best times that you'll ever have. I mean, it's the best 4 years of my life, right? So just enjoy every second of it and work as hard as you can.
Perfect. Well, I've enjoyed every second of following you along and chatting about the wins, and if we don't see it, Kenosi, congratulations. But I will see you here in a couple of weeks in Nipawin, because the Northeast Open's coming up. And, even if you're pro before then, you're allowed to play. And looking forward to seeing you again, Alex. Congratulations on a great career.
Thank you very much, Clark.